On this third Sunday of Advent, of course, we light the third candle and we get to wear the nice dusty rose vestments. I know what you're thinking. No, it's not pink. It's rose, right? Whatever you want to believe, Father, they say. Yep. But it's a sign, as we celebrate this Gaudete Sunday, a Rejoice Sunday, where we rejoice and remember, even though the people who walked in darkness, they do see a great light, that we are moving towards that light which we celebrate on Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. The presence of God in our midst. We look and we see John the Baptist. You remember last week we talked about him, how he was wearing all these weird clothes and eating honey-covered locusts and other fine things. And he's at this point now, after proclaiming the coming of the Christ, as he points out Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And now he's in prison. He's in prison for speaking the truth, and who knows how long he's been there. But he's starting to get maybe a little discouraged. He's not seeing the winnowing fan in the hand of Jesus the way that he had prophesied. And he's starting to wonder, is he really the one who is to come? Or maybe there's someone else. What is he supposed to do in the darkness and the dankness of the prison? In the darkness and the dankness that turns in on himself, he's starting to get a little bit discouraged. And so he sends messengers to Jesus. Are you really the one who is to come? Or should I be waiting for someone else? And Jesus doesn't give him a direct yes or no answer. What does he do? He says, go tell John what you see and hear. And then he speaks about all these things that are happening, which then refer back to the prophecy of Isaiah. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. Christ, God with us, Emmanuel, truly did come and do what was prophesied. And the winnowing fan was to come at a later date, on the last day, which would separate that chaff from the wheat. But he's saying, God doesn't always go the way that you expect. God doesn't always act as you're expecting him to act. Trust me. Trust me, he says. And so often in our own lives, in our darkness, in our doubt, in our discouragement, in our sorrow, we can get discouraged because we're saying, where are you, God? Where are you? It seems like we expect God to do some sort of action, but it's not happening. But you see, God acts and works very often in a way we don't see. When we ask God to heal our souls, he comes and very often heals subtly underneath the surface where we can't feel or sense anything. It is only after a time that we start to realize that some of those deep wounds in our hearts have finally been healed. Yesterday, you may or may not be aware of this, yesterday was the first anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook School in Newtown, Connecticut. Of course, that terrible tragedy where Satan showed his face in a very powerful way. And when we look at the darkness, things like that in the world, we might start to say, where are you, God? Where are you? What's going on? One priest who helped out at a parish down in Newtown was saying that shortly after this, someone came and said, Father, I mean, this is just so tragic. I think we need to cancel Christmas. But what but Christmas can save us from that crushing sorrow? Who but Christ can come and bring healing to those wounds, can show us the light even amidst all the darkness, can bring healing to our pain, can take the worst of evils and turn it into an infinitely greater good. This is what our God does. He takes the darkness, He takes the sorrow, He takes the distress, He takes the despair, He takes the discouragement, He takes the brokenness, He takes the vices, He takes the sinfulness, and He transforms it. He makes it new. He brings healing. He brings hope. And so as we look at the discouragement, the darkness, the bleakness of our lives that may come up, where we lose our trust, where we lose our faith, where we say, "Where are you, God?" Let us instead cry out in faith, "Come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, come. Come, Emmanuel, God with us." And reach out in trust, knowing that He is moving, maybe not in the way that we expect, but in a far more powerful, deep, and impressive way. A way that gets deep into our hearts. A way that heals at the very root of our suffering.